Greetings. My name is Pastor Rick with Dream Church Podcast. God has given me a yearly devotional on prayer from Genesis to Revelation, guiding you to read and to help you pray daily with a scripture reference, comment, and ending with prayer. May you be encouraged and walk closer to God, and I invite you to walk with me through this journey in Jesus' name, amen. Today's scripture reference is for May 5th. 1 Kings 8, 54 and 55 says, "When Solomon had finished all these prayers and supplications to the Lord, he rose from before the altar of the Lord, where he had been kneeling with his hands spread out toward heaven. He stood and blessed the whole assembly of Israel in a loud voice." Today's comment. I love that Solomon was on his knees and had his hands spread out toward heaven. This is a model position for prayer. It is a sacrifice, and we know how important sacrifices are. He then blessed the people. When we spend time in prayer with the God of all creation, we can then receive from him something from above that we can pass on to the people of God. He also blessed the whole assembly in a loud voice. Today, with electronics, we have microphones and speakers to magnify our voices in the assembly. I once heard a pastor say that we don't have to scream to cast out the devil or to heal the sick. All I know is that I surely want to be heard when I am in a highly emotional state to cast out a demon or to pray in Jesus' name for the sick to be healed. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven." Verses 2 through 8 give us some examples, meaning there is a time and place to shout, and there is a time or place for a gentle whisper. It could be the right thing to do in the wrong place or time, and we could do the wrong thing in the right time or place. This is why we must allow the Holy Spirit to always have complete control. So many Christians aren't sensitive enough to know what to say in any given situation. This leaves those who don't know Christ confused, and those who do know him, or what really should have been said, sad. This is where we do not remain silent or try to speak the truth in love, to both the non-believer and the believer. Proverbs 15:31 and 32 says, "He who listens to a life-giving rebuke will be at home with the wise. He who ignores discipline despises himself, but he who heeds correction gains understanding." One more thing, when we preach God's word, we must have the correct interpretation too. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I never want to interpret your word incorrectly. I also want to pray sacrificially, especially at the right time and in the right place. Help me to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, for I am not a robot and don't have to do the things the same way all the time. Help me to be creative, dear Creator. Help me to be diverse to all the different people I come in contact with, all for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.